Love Line, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there in New York again tonight. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
All right, great radio.
Hey, listen, I was shocked that you were there more than 3 minutes before the show started.
I
couldn't believe it.
I was here 4.5 minutes before the show started, hot shot.
What do we attribute this honor?
I don't know. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
You can't articulate yourself any better than that.
I am going to have a drifter kill Anderson one day, and it's going to be the best day of my life. Drew, how did Tricky is our guest tonight, by the way. Blowback is the name of the new CD. It has been some time since Tricky's put out a CD, but he's feeling good about this one, and it's out June 26th, so that's coming up in a couple of weeks. But, Drew, how did 48 Hours go?
Real? Well, did you have an informant about that, too?
No.
Yeah, it went very well. Ben Stiller's mom and I had a renewed love affair.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had an old one. I didn't know there was anything to rekindle.
Well, so, I was fourth. But anyway, go ahead.
It went good. When's it going to air?
It's going to be, irony of ironies, the lead-in show to the premiere of Big Brother on July 5th.
Oh, good times. All right. You'll be back in here tomorrow.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's talk to Tricky for a second, who's, like I said, been put this CD out. Well, it will be out in a couple of weeks, like I said. Has been had a little layoff. What were you doing during the layoff?
Just sat around, not doing much. Traveling.
Traveling, playing, touring?
Yeah. No, I never had a record deal, to be honest.
Just screwing around, traveling?
No, I never had a record deal, so I never had no work.
So what were you doing when you're traveling?
No, I wasn't even traveling. I never had no work, so I wasn't doing anything.
You just sat home?
I was looking for a job.
Are you in Bristol or are you in Los Angeles?
New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
That's the brother city to Bristol.
That's probably somewhere in between Bristol and Los Angeles. You like it there? Is it a little bit of a culture shock from Bristol to New Jersey?
Yeah, it's really different. Yeah. I live in the middle of the woods. You know what I mean? I grew up in a city, but I live in like the middle of the woods now. There's nothing there.
Really? And what's a normal day for Tricky when Tricky's not out pushing records?
Can I just say, though, first, Adam, it was a swing and a miss in every one of your statements.
Why?
Have you noticed that? And even to the point of trying to dig into how different New Jersey is than Bristol, thinking urban New Jersey.
Yeah, well, all right. I'm not Kreskin here, jackass. Trying to do an interview, for Christ's sake. You know, the beauty of Love Line is not only do we not do all that chicken-ass pre-interviews, but we barely read the bios here.
Read them.
Thank you. This is organic. This happens in real time. All right, so you live in the middle of nowhere in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You have power and water, right?
Yeah. I thought you meant a different kind of power than I thought you said.
No. You have a recording studio in your house?
Yeah, in my kind of... It's next to my, like, TV room.
Right, so you can get your work done at home.
Yeah, I could get my swerve on there.
And what do you do? Did you do this album there?
Yeah, my house. I then brought it to L.A. and did some tracking there and stuff. And
so you sort of laid out a scratch track or sort of a template, and then you came out here and recorded it?
Yeah.
And you're going to be, Tricky's going to be at the Palace, I think, coming up soon, but he's not
Friday.
Exactly sure when. Ah, Friday.
Yeah, I think it's Friday, yeah.
All right, so the Palace in Los Angeles on Friday. The album comes out on the 26th. And Drew, you ready to rock here?
Indeed I am. Let's go.
All right, let's talk to Heidi, who's 19. Heidi?
Hi.
Hey.
What's going on?
What's your question?
I want to know, like, how I can get my boyfriend to go down on me.
He's not doing it?
No, he's never done it before.
Are you doing
it? Honey on your vagina.
Have you, or spill some beer down there. Have you asked him to do it?
Well, I don't want to, like, be like, you know, lick me. Come on, you know, I just...
Right.
Do you do that for him?
Huh? Yeah. I mean,
we'll
do everything but that. I mean, he'll finger me, he'll have sex with me, but he won't go down.
You do that for him, is that right?
Yeah.
All right, so why don't you say to him, hey, look, I do this for you, it's not fair. How about returning the favor?
Well, nobody wants to ask.
I mean, I don't, like...
You should ask him.
Like, if he feels weird about it, I don't know if he'll feel weird about it or not, you know?
Some guys basically look at going down on a woman like taking out the garbage, which is they won't do it until their mom asks them to. You know what I mean? Somebody has to get on him a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's slid into his comfort zone. You've been going out for 6 months?
Yeah.
And he's never done it once?
No.
So he probably, now it's probably weird. Like, he's probably scared to do it.
Yeah.
How old is he?
19.
Has he been with many women?
He's been with two.
Right, so he has a limited amount of experience.
Yeah.
And if
does he ever talk about it? Is it something that he finds unpleasant?
I don't know. We don't talk about it. We just do.
Is he religious?
No.
No. So there's nothing really culturally preventing him from doing it?
No.
Okay. Well, just tell him to do it.
All right.
I mean, you really can't dance around it anymore.
All right.
Tell him you're going to enjoy it. But don't say, I love it when all the other guys do it. Why don't you start doing it? Or this is what always gives me an orgasm.
But, like, what if he thinks it's, I mean, what if he, like, thinks it's going to taste weird or something? I don't know.
All right, well, then dump him. I mean, it's kind of a catch-22, which is if he can't handle it, good.
Good riddance.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time for him to grow up.
All right.
Does he drink a lot of soda, eat a lot of sweets?
No.
He drinks beer?
No.
What's he do?
Smokes a lot of pot.
All right. Well,
light yourself up.
Yeah. Take a big bong load and blow it out of your vagina and see if you can come in. And I don't know. Guys, listen, you got to do this. Women,
right.
Women will not ask you, but they will certainly expect it.
And how unpleasant for her. It's like, ooh, maybe he thinks it's going to taste funny or be weird. Well, yeah.
Yeah? So what?
Yeah. So what? Right.
Gary?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I've actually been thinking about getting my penis pierced.
Don't do
times.
It.
Huh?
Don't do it.
Don't?
No.
Have you had yours pierced?
No, I don't think I'd do that.
No, I don't think I'd do it either.
No, I don't think you need to do that. Why do you need to have your penis pierced, man?
Huh?
Well, you wanted your penis pierced.
I don't know. Ever since I was, like, 15, I've been wanting to do it, and I'm really into piercings, and I was just wondering if there's, like, any side effects to that.
What kind of piercing do you want to get down there?
It's called an ampelite.
Mm. Yeah, how does that work?
It's Barbell. Right between the head and the shaft, and they just...
What's it called?
Through. I don't know.
Ampelite?
Sounds too close to hermaphrodite to me. I won't bother.
Ampelang, isn't it?
I'm actually not sure on the pronunciation.
Well, listen, if you can't pronounce it, you can't put it through your penis. That's what my grandmother always used to tell me.
I just think maybe we ought to be taking a different tack with this, because every time I explain what the potential dangers are, it seems to just go right past them. What do you think, Gary, could possibly happen with that?
Well,
just
I've actually heard that it could cause early impotency.
I've never actually seen that, but it makes sense that it could do that kind of thing. We actually have had a couple calls where people claim their penis didn't work quite as well with it. What else?
That's about it. That's all I've really heard from it.
Well, let me just make sure I know what the procedure is. You go right through the side of the penis,
yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. You go right through the urethra?
I'm actually not sure. I haven't looked into it that much. It's just something.
Yeah, why research something like that, Adam? It's just a spear through my penis.
You don't
it's
sweat
a random thing.
You don't sweat the details, do you,
yeah,
Gary?
Not really.
Yeah, but Gary, anytime you're putting a foreign body into your soft tissue, you can get infection and you can get bleeding.
Yeah.
And they can be very serious.
All right. Both. And you're labeled to really hurt your boyfriend's ass with that thing. Okay? All right, Gary. Give it a little thought, would you?
All right.
All right. I've said this before, Drew. I spend the better part of every day trying to keep sharp things away from my penis.
Sure.
That's the first thing I think of when I wake up and the last thing I think of when I go to bed. I sleep on my stomach because I'm scared someone's going to poke me in the penis with something sharp. I couldn't imagine volunteering to have a barbell put through my penis and no anesthetic.
No, I wouldn't do it myself personally. I didn't see that.
Travis?
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're 18.
Yeah. I'm a huge Tricky fan, and I've heard previews of your new album, man, and it's incredible. It's great.
Thank you.
And, I just wanted to ask you, out of all the songs and remixes and stuff that you've worked on over the last, like, 5 or 6 years since you've been doing your solo thing, out of all those songs that you haven't released, that you haven't been able to put out, are there any that you wish you had?
A Biggie Smalls remix.
Oh, really?
Hypnotize, yeah, a few years back.
Yeah.
And I don't think it ever got released.
Cool. Well, yeah, that would have sounded great, bro.
Are you going to get the new CD when it comes out, Travis?
Yeah, definitely. I've already heard, like, a lot of previews and a lot of this. Like, MTV's doing this whole thing where they're previewing the whole album, and it just sounds amazing.
Well, I think we're going to hear a couple of tracks off it tonight, right, Tricky?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so keep listening, Travis.
Cool, thanks a lot, man. And Tricky, it's awesome, man. Good luck this year with everything you're doing.
Thank you, Travis.
Take it easy.
Take care, Travis. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk to Lance, who's 25.
Is that someone from Hollywood Records then?
Hey, Lance? What's up, guys?
No.
Travis from Hollywood Records.
Lance, you're 25. What's up?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Mm.
Hey, what's up, Tricky?
How you going, Lance?
Great. It's an honor, guys. Drew, thanks. You're really somebody I look up to.
Thanks, Lance.
It's a real honor to get on here.
Wake up. What'd you, Drew?
I'm here.
Yeah, I know you're there. Go ahead.
All right. I'm a proud member of Alcoholics Anonymous. I've been in and out of the program for about 2 years. And I had 7.5 months this last time around, but I had a relapse on Ambien. So I have 2 weeks now since then. My situation is...
Ambien, the sleeping pill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you into, though? Booze before?
Oh, yeah. Booze primarily, but I've done pretty much everything under the sun.
Yeah, and...
You know,
yeah, go ahead, Drew.
You know what normally takes people out after about 8 to 12 months is either depression or a relationship.
Yeah.
So which was it for you?
Well, when I first got in the program, I was in a relationship, and it was a real sort of love-addicted relationship that I had to walk away from. And since I got out of it, that was when I had my 7.5 months. But then I got a wild hair 2 weeks ago and took a lot of Ambien. I took one, actually, and I started tripping out on it and started to almost black out. And then I thought, well, this is really fun. Let's take two.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good times.
That's that good addict gene you got there.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't have just went to bed.
So what's the question, Lance?
My question is I've been having problems with developing crushes on people in my AA group.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gotten involved in some sexual entanglements with some of them, and it's really, I don't know, it's like a roadblock in my recovery, and I can't seem to, like, stop developing these crushes with people.
Mm-hmm. And, is your mom the alcoholic?
No, actually, my dad was a heavy drinker, and two of my older brothers are alcoholics.
And your mom wasn't also, perhaps?
No.
So you go to how many meetings a week?
I average... at least one meeting a day, sometimes two or three.
A day?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's got to do that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, you got to quit your job to go to those meetings?
No, it's a cow, please.
You got to find a way to fit them in.
Adam, think about the time you spend masturbating and napping. Just take half of that and go to a meeting.
How dare you? And how'd you know I was masturbating? Oh, I mean, oh, no, you meant in general. Okay. Hey, but there's a lot of good-looking women in these groups, right?
Well, I'm gay. It's a gay group.
No!
Yeah.
Oh, look, if they have gay groups... don't take this the wrong way, but any time you take a bunch of gay guys together, it turns into an orgy. It's really not fair. It's not fair to us straight people. Of course, so you got a whole bunch of places, you know, a big place, like a big church or something?
No, we have our own building.
And how many guys at each meeting?
Oh, man. The evening meeting, like the after-work meeting, they're like maybe 120 people.
Oh, Sodom and Gomorrah.
So did you go there to meet boys, do you?
I can't say that that wasn't a reason the first time.
But, Lance, you got to go to SA.
Yeah.
You got a little sex addict in you.
Yeah.
I mean, you are a sex addict.
Well, man.
Yeah, you ain't got problems with the Ambien.
Wait till he goes to the gay SA meeting. He's really going to score.
I have to stay away from that, actually, because my ex goes to that group, and I can't go there.
To SA?
Yeah. There's a gay SAA group.
Well, okay,
what about getting a therapist, then?
Wait a minute. Why do you got to go to a gay group? Why don't you go to a straight AA group?
Well,
and then
for me, that's safer, to go to a straight group, so...
Yeah, start going to a straight AA group, all right?
Yeah, it's just tough because, like, all my friends go to the gay group, and it's like...
Yeah, but Lance...
Well, is this a hangout? It sounds like it's a hangout or something.
Yeah,
you need to find a different quality of relationship. You're into your old patterns of relating and fusing with people. You need to have better boundaries. You need to have relationships without all that romantic crap.
You need to have a life.
Yeah, well, but I think going to a straight group is a great idea. I think getting a therapist, if you can't go to SA, would be a very helpful thing for you also.
Oh, imagine the scoring that's going on in these gay AA groups. A bunch of wounded gay guys there looking for comfort. Oh. And Drew, it's all guys. You understand that concept?
Yeah, Adam, you're getting a little turned on, it seems like.
I'm just saying, I don't think it's fair, those gays. It's too easy for them. Imagine you're trying to pick up another guy. That's done.
Yeah, it almost pickup doesn't even apply.
No. Jeremy?
Rub up.
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Yeah, I recently had, like, something come up on my penis, and I was sort of trying to figure out what it was. The thing that comes that's coming up in my mind most is, like, could be herpes. I was wondering if herpes simplex type 1 and type 2 both look the same.
Yep. Like,
they do?
They both, canker sores, basically. They both look exactly the same, and they both occur on your skin, in your mouth, on your genitals.
Did you put your penis somewhere?
But that was the thing. It wasn't. It's been a while since I've had sex.
Right.
You put it in somebody's mouth?
No.
It's funny. We're talking about his penis like it's not attached to him. Where's your penis now? Under the car seat?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, go out and get it and put it on the phone.
No, I was wondering, like, with, I guess, all sexually transmitted diseases, is there, like, a delay period?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, not all of them, but... Usually, herpes can be up to about 2-3 weeks sometimes.
When's the last time you put your penis somewhere?
This was a couple months ago.
No. What do you got? Describe what's going on.
The best thing I can describe it as is it sort of looks like a skin rash with like it sort of looks like a rash, but it's really small. It's isolated in like one spot.
Maybe it is a rash.
All right. Hey, Jeremy, we're going to hang up on you because you won't turn down whatever's in the background, all right?
Okay.
Good luck with the penis, though, right?
Yeah, well, you know.
All right. Hey, Drew, should he have it looked at when he has whatever he has on it?
Yes, please.
Sabrina?
Yes?
You're 37. You're on with Tricky.
Hi. I want to know if my 16-year-old daughter is normal.
Are you her mom?
Yes.
No, she's not normal.
Thank you. Bye. No, she doesn't have, you know, she doesn't go out ever. She doesn't have a lot of friends. She has, like, one since the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Nobody calls our house. Nobody comes over. I mean, I just...
God, count your blessings, Sabrina.
Well, I asked another person, and they said you should be glad that she likes to be with you and stays home and, you know... And then I was thinking, you know... But it might not be normal.
She could be in clubs taking ecstasy and stuff.
That's right.
She might need some help sort of getting out there a little bit. Sort of.
But she is shy. And we try, yeah, you know, Mally, do you want to go this? Want to do this? And she's like, no.
Is she listening now?
No.
Supporting her
get
through...
home and there'd be a gun pointed at me.
Where is she now?
She's at home.
Oh, well, where are you?
I'm sitting in my car at the Arco.
Sweet. I wish my mom would take this kind of interest in my social life. Hey, Sabrina?
Yes.
Is she a big gal?
No.
No?
She is not at all. She's really cute.
Really attractive, huh?
Not really attractive. She's really cute.
I see. I guess there's a big difference there. Yeah, maybe she's lesbian.
I've asked her. She says no.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? Of course she's going to say no.
She says, I like to spend time with you, Mom. You're fun.
Well, she's a lesbian because she don't go out of the house.
I don't know.
Well, then, Sabrina,
I'm just trying to scare her.
Maybe your job is to get her out there and help her practice a little bit in the world.
Because
the practicing is very important and sort of cut that tether with time. But get her out there a little bit and help her get out there.
What it is, she goes to school, right?
Yes.
Not homeschooled?
Not scary homeschooling.
All right. And is she involved with any things at school?
No sports, nothing.
Not interested.
Where are you calling from?
I live in Washington State.
Yeah. Okay, where?
We live on an island.
Is that maybe why she's isolated? No one there?
Yeah.
No. I mean, we live in a subdivision. We have neighbors. There's a clubhouse. There's a pool there. Never wants to go there.
Hmm.
Is she depressed?
No, actually she's not, and I'm very keenly aware of depression symptoms of.
All right, is she a good student?
On a roll.
All right, so she's going to go off to college in a couple of years?
She wants to go to Stanford and be a forensic pathologist.
No,
wow.
Pathologist.
That's perfect, she'll be by herself in her microscope.
Creepy. Yeah, necrophilia. Mm. Hey, Sabrina?
Yes?
It sounds like she's just an introvert. Believe me, listen to this show. You should be counting your blessings.
I listen to the show every night, and, you know, half the time I think she's fine, and I think, well, maybe...
No,
you know.
She's fine. She's not strung out on junk. Her hymen's still intact. She loves her mommy. She's a good student. She's going off to Stanford to study corpses. Mm. That's fine.
It's just because at her age, I was so different.
Well, yeah, you were slutting around.
No, no, not sledding around. Definitely not.
Hoeing around. Sorry. Where's the husband? Where's Dad?
Home right now.
Hey, you guys are still together?
Oh, happily married, just lovingly 16 years.
Are there other children?
We have a 2-year-old.
Oh,
and they just absolutely love each other.
All right. And you don't try to force some kind of bizarre religion up her tokus or anything like that?
No, we have absolutely no religious beliefs.
All right. Well, Mama,
everything
checks out. Atheist, everything's working.
Okay.
Count your blessings. She'll be fine.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, what is it? There's certain people are just kind of introverts, right?
Yeah.
I think it's better than going to clubs taking ecstasy, man. She sounds cool.
Yeah, I agree. Fine.
Ben.
Drew,
she sounds smart and intelligent.
You should hope your daughter wants to stay home and hang on to your wife's apron strings when she's 16.
Yeah. Luxury.
No such luck. Believe me, it ain't going to work that way. Finn?
Thanks.
Yeah, that's me.
Finn, you're 25. What's up?
First of all, I just wanted to talk to Tricky. Tricky, man, I totally dig your stuff, man. It's like really influential when I was coming up. I listened to you since way back when you were starting out with Massive Attack. You totally bomb.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, totally. What I wanted to know is how you got your start, how you guys first got started, because it was such like original music. I want to know how you finally got somebody to listen to it.
With my first record, I kind of printed like 200 copies and sent them to radio stations in England. And then I was real lucky. I got a record deal about 4 months afterwards.
Yeah.
But I think that's quite unusual. So I was really just in the right time and the right place. I was real, real lucky.
Yeah. That's bomb, man. Man, I just think like you guys totally changed music. It's totally like an evolution of the whole scene. I'm currently personally myself in a music group. We combine like African drumming and polyrhythms with electronica. We have like a bass player and guitar and vocals. And I know you're interested in new talent, and I thought that this was something you might really dig on. So I thought maybe like off the air I could get an address. I could send you a CD or give you my website so you could check it out. It's Wave Bomb Music. It's like, it's very, very much influenced by you. I've been listening to like Massive Attack, Bjork, and you since, you know, I was like coming up 17, 18 years old.
Hey, Finn.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if you put a couple of joints in the envelope with the demo tape, Tricky will give it a listen, all right?
Yeah.
All right, I'll put you on hold. If he wants to give you the address off the air, he'll do it.
Thanks a lot, man. That's totally bomb.
Thank you, man. Wicked.
Take care, Finn.
All right, thank you.
All right, Tricky is here. We're going to hear something off Blowback, which is the new CD, which will be out June 26th. We'll do that when we come back.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. He's over there in New York tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night, but he can see the computer screen, and he's all caught up. Right, Drew?
That's right.
Tricky is our guest tonight. Blowback is the name of the CD, out June 26th. The Palace on Friday out here in Los Angeles. We're going to hear something off the CD right after we take this call. Nina?
Hi.
Hey, you're 26.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, about 4 days ago, my husband and I had anal sex, and I was laying on my right side, and ever since then, the base of my back on the right side has been really hurting. It's been cramping up. I'm wondering if this is something I should get checked out, or will it just kind of pass?
No, you need to get it checked out.
Maybe it will pass. Maybe there's something up in there.
Right, an abscess. But a colon refers to the back.
Right.
So it means there's some.
What do you mean colon refers to the back?
Just because you're having pain in one place doesn't mean that's where the injury is. That, like, if, for instance, if you get a pain, your diaphragm gets injured, your shoulder hurts. So your body doesn't know where it's supposed to hurt. It crosses its wires at times, and one of the things that causes back pain is problems in the colon. And you had your colon violated, and God knows what he did there. And
your colon must be very upset.
Yes.
It's been cramping pretty bad.
Yeah. You're lucky it's still speaking to you.
Well, you could have. God knows what you did.
We've been doing it for a while, but this is the first time that's ever happened. So.
You're supposed to bite a pillow when you do that.
What was that?
You need
to bite a pillow. It's called pillow biting.
You need to see a doctor, though. You really do.
Thanks,
you know, it can be all kinds of things. To speculate is virtually impossible. Somebody's got to take a look.
All right, what'd she tell the doctor?
Tell the truth.
Husband cornholing me.
Mm-hmm.
We do it all the time, but this time there's pain involved.
Right.
Yep.
Use a lubricant?
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, I don't know.
Well, this is the first time we did that position, which is why I was asking if...
I see, right there.
So, you did it on the right side? You were on your right side?
I was on my right side.
What's your normal position?
Well, on all fours.
Uh-huh. What happened? You got a little lazy?
No, I just wanted to try something different, I guess.
Uh-huh. And you guys have been engaging in this for a while without any problems, right?
Right.
Does this do something for you?
Actually, yeah, I like it a lot better than regular sex.
Really?
Yeah. Regular sex to me is boring. This is the only thing that's really exciting for me.
Wow. 26, bored of regular sex.
Well, I've never really had that high of a sex drive.
Mm-hmm.
And just afterwards, I get this incredible rush. Which I guess is what is exciting about it.
Yeah, all right.
Afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards.
Everything going good in life?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
I mean,
one of the ways, that people get their sort of arousal system burned out is by being physically or sexually abused when they were younger. Did something like that happen to you?
No, I was more neglected. I was never abused. No, I mean, not that I can remember. But I'm
overtly.
Yeah, my shrink said I was severely neglected.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, yeah.
All right. Do you have any kids?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Just don't let her catch you.
Oh, no. Don't worry.
Yeah, because then she'll be in therapy with you.
Oh, yeah, probably. She probably needs it by now. Okay.
All right. Go to the doctor. Tell him you slipped and landed on a mop handle or something.
Okay.
Yeah, the angle of the colon is all screwed up when you go on the right side. On the left side, like when we're doing sigmoids and things like that, that's we have people lie on their left side because that gives us a clearer shot up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I'm left-handed. I that wouldn't be good for me because when I get my sigmoid, I want my left hand free, you know, in case I got to throw a big hook or an uppercut or grab the guy by the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Hey, Nina?
Yeah.
Hey, good times, though, right?
Great times.
Yeah, all right.
All right. It's all worth it, I guess.
All right. Well, she can't give it a few days, see how it feels?
I would get it checked out.
Go to the doctor?
You can even have ruptures. That can be serious.
How do they check it out?
I think she'll need a sigmoidoscopy.
And what is that exactly?
It's a scope. It's a fiber optic scope about the size of your middle finger. Goes up about 3 feet.
Really? Why that? 3 feet?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, generally, it gets all the way through the sigmoid and then the descending colon.
And why that wide? It seems like they could get that thing a little thinner.
Because you have to be able to pass biopsy forceps through it and that kind of thing.
Oh, really? You mean like those long things you feed in there with the claw on it?
Yeah, but it's tiny, a tiny little claw that pops out.
And you grease that thing up, right?
Right.
Any anesthetic?
You seem very preoccupied about the lubrication issue.
Well, I would like the thing. Anything that goes up my ass needs to be lubed, as you know. I mean, that's my policy. There's a sticker on my van that indicates that.
Yeah, you've always said that.
And is there any kind of anesthetic?
No.
No?
No.
Why not? Yeah, why not a little? Does it hurt?
Not that bad.
How about a little anesthetic?
All right, for you, Adam, yes.
Yeah, just rub some coke on my ass or something. Just something to numb it up just a bit.
Good times.
I'll take a little anal freeze before you work that sigmoscope up there. All right, let's hear something from Tricky. How about it?
All right,
this is off the CD Blowback. And Anderson, you queued up there, buddy?
Yeah.
This one is called Evolution Revolution Love. Blowback is the name of the CD out on the 26th of this month, and you can also find him at the Palace coming up this Friday, everybody. Let's see if we can take one more call before we go to break. Erica?
Yeah?
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Okay, I contracted chlamydia from this guy, and I told him he got tested, and his came out negative. I was wondering if that was normal.
Are you sure it's chlamydia you got?
Yes. Well, you know, my doctor told me it's chlamydia.
Because sometimes you can get tubal infections that kind of appear like chlamydia, or they'll cover you for chlamydia just to take that possibility away, when in fact it's just a bacteria from your genital tract that gets up into the tubes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was it a tubal infection?
No, no. They didn't say that. I mean, I didn't really ask, and they told me it was chlamydia. I was just in shock when they told me that.
How did they come up with that?
They took a test.
Why were they testing? Why were they testing?
I get paranoia about things like that, so I went in.
Mm. And, you weren't having any problems, huh?
I was, but I kept telling her about it, and she was saying it's normal, you know, like, just cramping, and I usually never got cramping before.
Did that go away since you were treated for the infection?
Yeah, actually it did. It's mild now, but
All right. So, I mean, maybe it was some other form of infection. I mean, these tests are not 100% accurate, and they're actually less accurate in a situation where the probability of infection is low. So either maybe his was inaccurate, maybe yours was inaccurate, whatever the case, it's a pretty simple treatment these days, so both of you get treated, and that's that.
Who's the guy?
My kid's dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are broken up?
Yeah, yeah.
He's on a little maintenance?
Yeah.
Why are you guys broken up?
He's a drug addict and alcoholic.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I'm tired of it, yeah.
Here's the thing about drug addicts and alcoholics. They lie all the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so who knows what his doctor told him?
Well, I saw the paper, and it was negative, so...
All right.
But...
Well, so should he be treated then, Drew?
Yeah, they both should be treated.
Yeah, he got treated. He took his medicine or whatever they gave him. I just thought it was weird that it came out negative and mine was positive, so...
All right, so how's your kid doing?
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't you forget about this guy?
Oh, that's what I'm doing now. I'm trying to do that.
Good. Do that.
It's hard forgetting about your kid's dad, but I'm doing it.
Yeah, but the guy's a drug addict.
Yeah, I haven't seen him for 4 months, so that's good for me.
That's pretty good.
But I'm seeing a psychiatrist and helping me because it was really hard for me. Yeah.
All right, baby. You're doing fine.
Nice talking to you guys. Nice hearing your voices.
Hey, take care of yourself,
funny,
Erica.
Entertaining.
Thanks. All right. Take care of that kid of yours.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to mention DrDrew.com got rebuilt. There's a relaunch of the site. It's a completely redone site, and it's really pretty cool. So if people have any other questions or looking for information, that's all there at DrDrew.com.
All right. You going to give them those condoms you promised them?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't sound very
that whole thing was such a... Well, that was such a mess.
Well, you should have never said you're going to give them out.
Hey, we gave out like half a million or something.
All right, but that was to one horny guy.
Yeah.
You got all those other people that want them.
We ran out of money to be able to distribute them.
All right, so you kids can go on DrDrew.com and get all this information and stop calling this goddamn show.
That's right.
All right.
Well, lay off, Adam.
You're doing great work, Drew. Tricky is here tonight. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, Drew, who are we going to talk to?
You know, I thought we'd talk to number Joe on line 6.
Yeah, what's his problem?
When his girlfriend has an orgasm, it hurts her really bad.
All right, that sounds good. After this.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. He's in New York. Tricky's our guest tonight. Blowback is the name of the CD. Out the 26th of June. And the Palace, Friday night, for you people in the L.A. area. Joe?
Yes, hello.
You're 19. What's up?
All right.
Girlfriend has an orgasm and it hurts her.
Yeah, it's really strange. We're trying to figure it out. During normal course of sex, everything's fine. And whenever she actually starts to come up to like the peak of an orgasm, she literally just barrels out in pain. Like the other day, she literally broke down and started crying after like when she got to like that. And we don't know what the hell is bringing it on. It's really quite strange.
You sure she wants sex with you?
Hmm?
You sure she wants sex with you? She's crying when you're having sex with her. Perhaps she don't want sex with you.
And I
like the way Joe approaches it. We're going to figure this out. What the hell's going on here? You got to fix this woman.
We're going to get to the bottom of her vagina if it's the last thing we do.
It's one of these projects again.
I sent a recon team in there. radioed back. They're halfway up the left fallopian tube. By nightfall, they should bivouac in the cervix.
I, with Joe's attitude, there's no way of knowing what's going on, because I'm sure it, as soon as it happened, he was like, what the hell is this?
Oh,
we got to do something about
it. Totally
true.
Shocked me. I've never seen a girl actually like break into pain. She was actually hurting by it.
Oh, leave Joe alone, though. Drew is concerned for his mate and for his ego. Joe?
Not so much my ego.
Okay, Joe, we're just having some fun at your expense. This is during intercourse, right?
During any time when she comes to an orgasm. I mean, we've tried different approaches at this, and every time when she starts getting towards that point, she just actually breaks down in, like, real physical pain. Like, she actually, like, falls over, cry, almost ready to cry. I don't understand what the hell could possibly be bringing it on.
During oral sex, too?
During anything. Whenever she gets to that point, it's just like she turns into sudden pain.
So, yes, during oral sex, yes?
Yes, basically, yeah.
What do you mean, basically?
Yes, during oral sex, yes, during anything, like, any way of bringing her to a point of orgasm, and she just goes into pain.
What about quiet down there, Drew. What about when she's alone?
I have no idea. I've never really asked her about that
orgasm?
Portion of it.
Wouldn't that be a good question to ask?
Yeah, it escaped me.
All right. I mean, because you're not that interested in that part of it, because you're not there. But, I mean, if she's masturbating, do you think she still has that pain?
I don't think she actually gets to the point of an orgasm, like, during that point. I actually asked her if she ever experienced it, like, towards that, like, an orgasm on her own like that. She said she never actually gets to that point. She always, because she lives in a crowded house, she never gets time alone like that, I guess. But it's like, I just don't...
No bathrooms, Adam.
No.
I think, has she ever been abused?
She was assaulted a year ago by someone, but that was about it, as I know of.
Has she actually had an orgasm with you or not?
No, every time she starts up into it, like, she gets tired.
You see, Adam?
Yeah.
Okay, please, Adam, will you go with me on this one?
So basically it's about you,
right?
You got to make your girl orgasm. Is that a problem?
Yeah, who knows what she's experiencing, because as soon as she starts withdrawing and crying, you're like, what the hell is this? We got to get to the bottom of this.
I stop. I don't know. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm not going to...
Yeah, relax, Joe.
Hurting.
Relax. She's got some experience, and she's telling you it's pain. It may not even be that.
I mean, it may be an emotional event.
She broke out crying like the other day, literally afterwards.
I know, but let me explain something,
Joe. I'm starting to cry here, just listening to Joe.
Here's the deal, Joe. Men cry with physical pain, and women cry with mental, psychological, emotional pain. So women will cry all the time. I mean, they watch soap operas. They cry their ass off.
True.
So there's something emotional that's going on. Now, you're interpreting her crying with a physical pain, and there may be some physical pain there, but there's probably an emotional side to this that you're sort of ignoring and not getting to the bottom of. So I think...
That's what I'm trying to ignore it. That's like whenever I ask her, she doesn't say anything about it. She's like, oh, it's nothing. It just hurts.
What happened with her assault?
A guy she was seeing, her brother went after her and took her down. And raped her.
There we go.
Joe, that's...
I know. It's probably linked to that, but I was trying to think of there any way we can get her around this or try to help her get through this. I mean, it's big here, and she's okay.
Can we
get
on with this orgasm? Adam, come on. Let's go.
Well, I think if you juice her up with enough wine coolers and Demerol, you can probably work around this, Joe.
You don't drink or smoke, dude, so that's out.
Oh, all right.
Joe, she probably was... We would suspect that something happened to her before this recent rape.
Yes.
And this recent rape is a big deal, a huge deal.
Yeah.
And God knows she would take many, many months of dealing with that before there's any probability that she could have an open and comfortable relationship with
her. Yeah, you should just leave her alone, man.
And
get
listen,
her into a group, a rape
away.
Recovery group.
I don't believe Joe was intentionally being a prick, but this is what women complain about when it comes to men.
Yes.
Joe over here is treating this like he blew a head gasket in a Chevelle, and he's got to get to the bottom of it. Meanwhile, this woman is brutally raped less than a year ago by some guy. Obviously, this is connected, and Joe's thing is let's just patch it up and push through.
Yeah, let's get on with it.
You're not very sensitive,
the,
Joe.
The 10 times we brought it up, he just kind of kept steamrolling.
Joe, leave her alone. Move away from the area. Leave her alone. Let her find someone nice.
I got this about him when he first started talking.
Drew is right. Joe, you got to just be for her. Give her some of that cuddling and all that other nonsense. What do you got here, Drew?
Ooh, I think my phone's disconnected here.
All right. Well, then
line three.
I'll go to line three and talk to Denise. Denise?
Hello?
You're 18. What's up?
Well, I just wanted to know because I've had sex once before.
You all right?
It was my first time.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I haven't had sex. And I had barely turned 16. And I have recently masturbated, and I have before, and I just wanted to know that, like, if I'll be, like, loose, I guess you can say, if I ever end up with another guy.
For masturbating?
Yeah.
Are you using a bowling pin?
No.
No. You just using your finger?
Yeah.
All right. Well, how do you figure you're going to loosen yourself up with your finger?
I don't know.
Well, what about a tampon? Wouldn't that make you loose?
No.
Why not? Why not?
Because they're not wide enough.
And what do you... But you're just using your finger, right?
Right.
How many fingers?
One.
Okay. So you do the math there, Denise.
Just understand that part of your body is designed to accommodate the head of a baby and recoil back towards normal.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
All right. So is your finger bigger than the head of a baby?
No.
So go have some babies then.
All right, and when you say the head of the baby, you don't mean being pushed up in there, Drew. You mean coming out, right?
I mean, yeah, one coming from above. Yeah,
out. Yeah, I was confused. I didn't know if someone was doing something with a baby's head to her vagina, or you were actually talking about the birth process.
Well, the birth process.
I see. Well, you really have to clarify that next time.
Yes, you're right, Adam.
All right. Thank Tricky you. Is our, and not only the baby's head, but the baby's arm and leg and ass, too, right?
Hey, this and the shoulders.
Ooh! Yeah, you do hear about the baby head all the time, but what about them shoulders?
Well, the shoulders are what hang up. That's what gets to be the big problem. Seriously, it's called a shoulder distortion that can hang up there.
Oh, my God. My God. All right.
Good times.
Yeah. We're going to take ourselves a break. Tricky's our guest tonight. Drew's over there in New York. We'll have more calls from you when we come back.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew coming from New York tonight. He'll be back in the studio tomorrow night. And speaking of in the studio, Tricky is here tonight. Blowback is the name of the CD, out June 26th. Also going to be at the Palace tomorrow, Friday night. And then New York, Europe, and Japan. So he is making the rounds, and we will go back to the phones and speak to Bridget. Bridget?
Hi.
Hey, you're 21. What's up?
Not much. Whenever I get asked out or something, mm-hmm. I feel like I have to say yes. I can't say no.
Yeah. I wish I'd met you when I was in high school.
Or even someone like you.
Yeah, even a distant relative. And so you're going out with guys you're not that interested in?
Well, like, usually I don't get asked out that much. I you know, because I know I can't say no, so I think I try not to get asked out. But, like, every so often it happens.
Yeah.
Guys kind of have this problem, too. Men are not sort of skilled at saying no. Is it just you haven't had enough experience in letting someone down, learning how to turn some away, that sort of thing?
Maybe.
How's your self-esteem?
I think of myself okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a little overweight. And
so why can't you say no?
I don't know.
Get some mace.
Some mace. How about, but have you ever had a boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I get in relationships because I couldn't say no, and then I'm in a relationship. And
but why do you go into everything? You know, maybe you're just going into everything with that attitude. I mean, maybe you ought to open yourself up a little bit. Maybe you'll like some of these guys.
Well,
maybe you need some practice at saying no, too. I mean, you
can try. Let's try. Let's see if we can do a little role playing.
Really? Start with something easy like Adam.
Yeah. Where do you meet these guys?
At school.
Uh huh. Where do you go?
University.
All right. So let's just say it's lunchtime, okay?
Okay.
And I get a sandwich, and I sidle up next to you at the cafeteria. Hey,
what sort of sandwich is it?
Liverwurst. Do they still have that, Drew?
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. Bridget. Yeah, it's Adam. I sit behind you in the poli-sci class. Big teeth, nappy hair.
Breathe
through my mouth. Yeah, you know that guy. A lot of hair on the ass.
Yeah, I remember you.
Yeah, yeah, boy, I'll tell you, that Tomb Raider movie really looks like a blockbuster, don't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
No. See, there's your problem right there. You see, you can nip these things in the bud. A guy will usually lay down a few sort of, he'll chum the water a little bit before he actually puts the gaff in it. So you can say, no, I don't like that movie. That's not my cup of tea. Not interested
in that. I don't go to
movies. Right.
Or you could just mace him in the face.
Or you could mace him. But let me keep going here. Yeah, Tomb Raider movie's coming out. What do you think? Interested in seeing that?
Oh, no way.
No way, huh? Yeah.
Why not?
There's some other movies out there, though. You never know with these big cineplexes now. You can see just about anything. What about we get together on Saturday and go see what we can see?
Too long. You waited too long.
Yeah, and by the way, you were too happy with the oh, no way, because that gave the guy a little bit too much hope right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Start, you know what you can do is you can start working in an imaginary boyfriend.
Mm. And they'll be okay. Listen, you're not going to destroy them by turning them down. Guys have to get used to this, and many of them are very used to it. All right? It's not going to be painful for them. It's not going to be a disaster.
When was your last boyfriend?
2 years ago.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's you, Bridget.
Well, like, in that boyfriend, I was only able to break up, I had to leave a message on his voicemail to break up with him.
Well, you should have broken up a lot sooner than you did, right?
Probably, yes.
Probably never gone out with him in the first place?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, but I'm kind of wondering with Bridget, maybe she's just not open to anything, even if the right guy came along. I mean, what if the right guy came your way?
There's a guy I have a crush on.
Yeah. Right,
if he asks me out, then...
He's got a girlfriend, though?
Well,
yeah,
you know, he's my TA, so I don't, you know.
Yeah. Do you find yourself getting crushes on sort of unrealistic guys?
Not like celebrities a lot, but guys, I guess, that wouldn't be good for me, or...
Yeah. Now, why don't you, instead of working the angle of not being able to say no, why don't you sort of work the angle of why is it that you're not able to engage in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Because that seems to be more where the answer is.
Yeah.
All right, baby. A little something to toss and turn about tonight. Tiffany?
Hi.
Hey, you're 16. What's up?
Yeah. My uncle, he's a little bit older than me, like 7 years. And whenever he's in my room or whatever, he's staying with us right now because he doesn't have a place to stay. And so he's staying with us. And he'll be around me, and he'll, like, rub on my arms, like, real gentle and tickle me. And I'm like, no, don't do that. And he's like, well, you never like it when I do that. And I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy behavior.
Did you say he was loaded when he does this?
What?
Did you say he was loaded when he does this?
No, he can't do any of that stuff right now because he's on probation.
Yeah. You know the sad irony of people who need a place to crash out? They're the last people in the world you want crashing out with you.
Yeah, you should not be in a room. Right, you shouldn't be sharing a room.
The people you want staying at your place have their own places.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and whose brother is this?
My dad.
Yeah. How's your dad?
My dad's good.
So he's just got the crazy drug addict brother?
Yeah. My dad's an ex. Drug addict, alcoholic.
I see.
Tell your dad what's happening here. I'm sure he will put a stop to it.
Yeah, but like, you said that's normal?
No.
I was like, what?
No, that's very weird. He gives you the creeps, right?
Exactly.
Not only is it weird, it's dangerous, Tiffany. It's seriously dangerous. Do not let this continue.
How long is he going to be there?
I don't know. Like, my other uncle, better uncle, you know, was working on getting him a place to stay.
Uh-huh.
And then my grandma got sick, and so that kind of got pushed off, so I don't know.
I'll tell you, and I'm putting this out there on the radio. I don't care if my family hears it. I'd like them to hear it. If any of you screwballs think about going AWOL, I'll have you taken out. Just that easy. I'll just hire some drifter to put you out. They'll never trace it back to me. That's really what your brother should do with this guy. I mean, how horrible. You're living in the same house with a guy. Every time you step out of the shower, you wonder if this guy's poking around the hallways. But should she have the conversation with her dad, Drew,
yes,
you think?
I
really?
Think so.
What should she say?
He's touching me. That's it.
Your brother's a pervert.
He's making me feel weird. He's touching me. I don't like him in my room, period. I bet it'll be undone very quickly.
That's kind of the problem. Like, I don't want my dad to lose it because my dad would not be afraid to take him outside and, like, kick his ass really bad.
That's why he needs him.
Tiffany, why don't you do this then, okay? Why don't you say to him, look, if you ever do anything that makes me feel uncomfortable again, I will tell my dad straight away, okay? And I guarantee he'll stop.
Oh, okay.
You got a lock on your bedroom door?
Yeah, I do. I have the master's bedroom now.
Oh, you do?
Good.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Oh, good. Yeah, lock the door when you go to bed at night.
He doesn't come in when I go to bed. It's just like when I'm up at night.
I'm just saying it couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Lock the door and don't be alone with him, okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, what? Just how miserable would that be? You know, feeling like a prisoner in your own house? Heather?
Yes.
You're 27?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, recently my husband of 7 years came to me with a proposition. We haven't been really getting along lately. And he wants to basically separate everything, bedrooms, bank accounts, but still live together and be friends. And
that's what they call a separation.
Yeah, kind of, but he doesn't want to do full-out separation. And, you know, he thinks that would be okay.
Well, he doesn't want... Do you think if he had a condo somewhere that he would move into it?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think he could afford to. I don't think...
Okay. Listen here, Brainiac. I'm saying if he had a condo...
Oh. I don't know. I really don't know.
I mean,
maybe.
But my thing is it sounds like he's talking about really just a regular separation. It's just he doesn't have the means to get his own pad.
Yeah, he wants a separation.
Isn't that what it is, Heather?
Yeah, Rose by any other name is still that.
Right, but...
Wait a minute, Drew, did you screw that one up?
Well, I figured our listeners wouldn't get what I was saying.
All right. So you think this is it? Do you have kids?
No. I mean, he says like I'm his best friend. He wants to he wants us to do, you know, not have like have to worry about, you know, calling me or, you know, worrying about like he's, you know, putting, you know.
You think he's seeing somebody?
No, I don't.
He wants to let you down easy and he doesn't know how.
Are you still in love with him?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but why you guys been going at it for, you know, I mean, you've not been getting along for quite some time. What's up?
I don't know. I've tried asking him that, and for a long time, I mean, up until tonight, he's basically said that it's my fault, that, you know, it's things that I do, whether it
like
be...
Like what? What are those things?
Screwing his best friend, that kind of stuff?
No. Well, kind of like that, you know, we don't have sex as often as he'd like, or that, you know, I'm bitchy and get on his case a lot, and want him to pick up his stuff like that.
Oh, please, with the S word there, Heather.
Sorry.
Screwball. Okay, so do you feel like responsible in some way?
Well, I help him out with a lot of things, and when I went into the marriage, I knew it would be work, and I feel like I'm doing all of the work, and I mean, maybe he's just that lazy. He doesn't want to go through the work of trying to help out the marriage or go through the work of going through a separation or divorce.
All right, hold on a second. We got to talk about her behind her back.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Heather's... I mean, I don't want to kick someone when they're down, but Heather's kind of busting some balls even on the way down.
Yes.
He doesn't want to do the work. I think she's been riding the guy, and the guy seems like he's just fallen out of love with her.
He's just done, yeah, that's it. And she's probably been kicking his ass, but good.
And she also is the kind of person that's probably tough to tell the truth to. And he doesn't want to get in a big blowout, and he can't afford his own place, and he's trying just to kind of smooth things over. But it sounds like he's checked out.
And has been checked out for quite some time.
Yeah. All right.
I'm curious why she thought the marriage would be so much work at the beginning. Why did you think it would be so much work at the beginning?
Well, just from my parents, I mean...
There you go.
That, you know, they've been married like 40-some years, and, you know, they have blowouts and stuff, but, you know... They
still act as
a unit.
Heather?
They don't do their own things.
All right. So
blowouts are not normal, okay?
Well, yeah, you have them once in a while, though.
Not normal.
Okay, do you you want to try some therapy with him or something like that, or is this it?
Would that help?
I think he's done, though.
He may be done, but that's your last
therapy does work. Yeah, therapy does work. So
would it help to try to, like, gently, you know, talk to him about if he, you know, because he says he still loves me.
Yeah, but he says that just because he's scared you're going to shear a wing nut off, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, Heather, you got to be prepared. This may be it. I mean, he may be done. Right?
Okay.
Well, I mean, you know, you can still live your life. You can still move on. Right?
Well, he doesn't... Okay.
Well, then ask...
My problem is I still want to do things with him and, you know, have him be involved in my life.
Yeah, but that's going to be up to him, ultimately, and you've got to have this conversation with him.
Yeah. And I don't know. If he wants to go in and do some therapy with you, fine. If not,
great.
It may be over. But listen, if you guys are broken up, get him out of the house.
Yeah.
You guys can't live together.
Yeah,
David?
Yeah.
You're 22. What's up?
All right, Adam. It's good to talk to you. My girlfriend wants to get married. We've been together about 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want your advice on this. I sort of think that I still need to, like, get with a lot of girls, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get married. If
is
you were
Drew
not...
laughing?
No, it's Adam laughing.
Last night you said that being with a woman that wasn't... that you weren't totally into was your idea of hell, something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I say that?
No, I said that.
Drew said that. Adam,
Drew said that.
No, not just not totally into, like he was totally not into. And I thought,
go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you meant sexually, right, Drew?
I mean, in always.
But
in
that context, you did mean sexually.
In that context,
right.
He sort of was not even attracted to her. And I was like, you know, you're stuck
with
that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Are you not attracted to her?
No, see, I am attracted to her. But, like, when we first started going out, we used to have a lot of sex, Adam. Like, I don't know, a lot. It was my freshman year in college, you know, and we just, all the time. And now, you know, it's like once or twice a week. I'm still attracted to her, you know, but it's just gone down. And
look, David, you are not, David, you are no kind of ready.
Yeah.
Believe me. You're going to be ready when you're about 30. And that's normal. That's good. Marriages that start when you're 22 don't last. Take your time. Don't get forced into this merely because she thinks it has to happen. She may break up because of it, because that's some people's orientation, is that if it's not going to marriage, I'm wasting my time. And if that's her orientation, fine. Don't let that be a reason to get both of you caught in a marriage that you don't want to be in.
Well, also, you've been together for 3 years. It doesn't sound like you're crazy in love, and maybe it's a time to break up instead of getting married.
Yeah, and maybe you'll get back together. I just think you're not ready to get married.
Well, what is crazy in love, you know, what is that exactly?
No, who knows? Here's the best way. You should both just get fat, and then you get married, and you just call it quits.
Here's the deal. You already have doubts about being ready for marriage at all. You want to get with a lot of the chicks, you said. Fine, go do that. Get that over with.
But hold on. Don't kid yourself, Dave. You're not getting laid.
Oh, but
you're not. You think
version
you are.
Of that.
Yeah. You found one person stupid enough to hold still twice a week. You're not going to find that.
You know,
I'm a celebrity. I can't get laid.
I need this abuse from you. You know, I didn't call for that.
All right, but you know what you have going for you?
What?
You're not a lot, but what you do have is your... No, you have your age. You have your driver's license going for you. You're 22 years old.
Yeah.
And you can say to her, look, I don't care if we've been together for 20 of my 22 years. 22 is too young for me to be getting married.
Right.
I have to finish this. I have to get my career going. Whatever it is.
Don't get
fake an injury if you have to.
Yeah, that is normal for a male. Men really, they let relationships go that they wished they had ultimately married, but they knew they couldn't have worked because they weren't at that place in their life yet where marriage will work for them.
Well,
it's more about where you are in the world and your career. And if men aren't ready, they are not ready. And if they get into marriage before they're ready, it doesn't work.
That brings up a very interesting point that we haven't talked about in quite some time, Drew, which is, and Tricky, chime in if you have any thoughts on this. For women, it's about the guy. When they meet that special someone, when they meet their soulmate, it's time to get married.
And they could be 19.
Could be 19, could be 25, whatever it is. They met the guy. Now, for guys, it's more of a time thing.
Yep.
I think women, it's almost like a conditioning as well, though, from school.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, you go to school, you get married, you have kids, you get a council flat.
Yeah, but women are much more evolved. They don't have to do that, I got to get my wild oats sown kind of thing. Some do, but most don't. All guys have to be sort of, they have to know who they are in the world before they can make a judgment about whether or not they're ready for marriage.
And it's not just about banging strange chicks, although that's 95% of it.
Yeah, 95%. Yeah, okay.
It's just about being ready. And I can just tell you, Drew, when you were 22, were you anywhere close?
Oh, my God.
And could you imagine what a horrible husband and father? I mean, you're already a pretty bad father and husband, but could you imagine being 22?
That would be that hell I was talking about, getting stuck in something and just being there.
Right. Oof. The good news is, though, if you'd done that, your kids would be in their 30s now and out of the goddamn house.
Yeah, that's a good time.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Tricky's our guest tonight. Blowback's the name of the CD. Out the 26th, couple of weeks. We're going to hear something off it when we come back and take more calls after this.
Loveline, Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, y'all. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. Dr. Drew's over there in New York City. Good times, Drew.
Good times.
You still awake, buddy?
Yeah.
What time is it over there?
2:25.
Good times.
Yeah.
And you'll be heading back tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time's your flight?
Like 3.
Good times. You going to get a little sleep?
Yeah.
Why don't you relax? Sleep in, would you?
Hey, I'm going to go do our friends at WNEW. Since you did not appear there, I'm going to be the Ombudsman of Goodwill.
Well, you know what, Mr. Ombudsman? I was planning on doing it when I was in New York a couple of weeks back, and they kind of dropped the ball on me.
Oh, sure.
I was ready to go. How dare you? You ask them.
I will. Oh, I will.
Oh, you will. All right. So we'll see you here tomorrow night, right?
Yeah.
Tricky's our guest tonight. Blowback is the name of the CD, and we'll hear something off that after this call. Nicole?
I'm here.
You're 20?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Okay, I have a question that just dawned upon me and then my actual problem. My question is, when a girl is performing oral sex, if she swallows, does her body absorb anything from him?
Anything in terms of what?
His soul, right?
No.
No?
Well, any viruses he might have, you can certainly get.
Like, I mean, is there any... Oh, God, how do I put this? Like, do I get to stop taking my daily vitamin because I'm swallowing...
No.
Like, there's... Like, someone told me you absorb protein from it.
No. Nicole.
Did he tell
Nicole,
you that?
Nicole, it's the same thing. Basically, the same thing as doing this. Okay?
And swallowing that oyster, really?
Thank you for clarifying.
All right, so if you do that and you want to stop taking your normal nutrition, enjoy.
But, okay.
Really?
Yes.
It's from the B-complex.
When you did that, Drew, was that your own mucus, or was that some old semen that was on the top of your mouth from someone else?
I took some semen through a straw when I did that.
Oh, I see. So just swallowing a loogie, same thing.
Okay, yep. Well, that was just my question. Can I tell my problem?
Yeah,
okay, idiot.
Thank you. Okay, anyway.
Well,
my problem is kind of gross. I can't have sex now because I've noticed, like, in the last couple months when I do... Well, when I have a missionary position, I get a really bad excruciating pain in my lower back.
Right.
And, like, in the last...
So, when was your last pelvic exam?
Oh, recently. I went to my doctor for this because...
Do you have a tipped uterus?
No, everything's fine.
Sure?
I told my doctor I've been having, like, a lot of... This is really gross, but, like, mucus in my...
Discharge?
No, in my bowel movements.
Oh.
And, like, I got freaked out about that, and she's like, oh, just drink a lot of water and take a stool softener. But I drink, like, literally a gallon of water a day, and that
have you been constipated?
No.
Well, what's a stool softener going to do if you have mucus in your dukus?
And it's gross. It's like that loogie thing you just did. It's a lot of it.
Hey, Nicole?
Yeah?
Yeah. When you say you have mucus in your bowel movement, you don't have to follow it up with gross. We're with you. We're using our imagination, and in our mind's eye, it's gross.
Constipation.
Nothing to change.
Constipation can cause that, so she's just telling keep things moving.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Why does it cause that, Drew?
It just does. Just a buildup of inflammation, a little bit of inflammation there locally.
I see.
So I don't have, like, a tumor or anything?
No, I doubt that. But certainly, you might want to consider an ultrasound of the pelvis. If you keep having pain with sex, they need to look further.
Okay.
And back pain, again, that's uterus. That's not your back.
Okay.
But what about when you're in a different position?
The only position that works is, like, doggy style, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
Back pain would not stop a guy.
What do you say?
You know what I mean, Adam?
Yeah. No, but I, you know, he could go doggy, right?
Well, I mean, you got to switch up. That gets pretty boring, and that's the only one that works.
Mm. Yeah, I've done doggy style. I've never been bored. Never. I mean, once in a while, the chick puts her head up, and I can't see the TV, and I got to say something, but other than that, I've never been bored.
I mean, you didn't think to yourself, if it has to stay this way, I can't keep going?
No, I've never had that doggy style thought.
Right.
All right, Nicole.
Thank you guys so much.
Hey, good times.
Good night.
All right. Yeah, people think there's some magical quality to semen. It's really just like anything that comes out of you.
Yeah, except you can get infection from it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, Drew, you don't have your screen going, huh?
No, I do.
Oh, we do? Oh, we're going to hear a song from Tricky, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. Cue it up there, Anderson. This one's called Wonder Woman. That is delightful. That is Tricky. That is Wonder Woman off the Blowback CD. Flea is on there from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I tell you, I got a mild erection just listening to the Wonder Woman theme song. Drew, did you love that show growing up? Dr. Drew? Did Drew go somewhere during the song?
There we go. I guess the mic got turned off. I didn't like the show. I liked her.
That's right. You know what I loved about Linda Carter?
Her childbearing hips.
No, great knockers.
Bonesy.
Great knockers, and I loved that outfit, and I loved it when she manhandled guys. Mm-hmm. Like she get that
the truth lasso.
Lasso of truth that's out Xena, around
that's
a guy.
That's that Xena the Warrior fantasy, you know?
Yeah, except for, let me tell you something about Xena. Not enough up top for me. I'm not into her, but Wonder Woman, she get that lasso around a couple of Nazis and get them to talk, get a little rough with them. She had those bracelets. She could reflect bullets with those things. I mean, that was great. And it's a good song. That's an interesting choice.
Remember, you were 12.
Just watching a TV show with my kid all the time. And,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah, smart. That sounded great. Genius. Jane?
Yes.
He also has a remix of Hogan's Heroes on here, too, by the way. No.
F-Troop.
Jane, you're 25. What's up?
My boyfriend is black, and I'm Asian, and I live with my parents at this time, and I'm having a devil life right now. I'm telling stories to my mom about where I'm going and not really telling her the truth.
I see.
And I'm sort of torn between wanting to come out. It's almost as if I have a double life, actually.
Why do you live with your parents?
Because I have nowhere else to go.
Why?
Well, I...
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah. All right.
I feel dependent on them.
I see. Hold on. Let me get this straight. Let me get my scratch pad out.
Nowhere else to go. Got that.
Hold on. Slow down. Living with parents at 25 because there's nowhere else to go. And why?
And
dependent on them.
Dependent. Feels dependent.
I see. All right. Well, now that we got an answer to that question, we can ask the follow-up question, which is, why are you living at home at 25?
Because I don't have to pay rent.
Slow down.
Well, got this one, Adam?
Doesn't have to pay rent.
No rent. Food is free.
Food, slow down. Food, you say free?
free and cooked.
Free and cooked. Is it come? Oh, your mom cooks it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me just ask now that we realize about the rent and the food, which totally changes things. Why are you living at home at 25?
Just because I have I feel obligated to my parents. She lives by herself. And
your mom does?
Yes.
I see.
And if there's nobody at home, then I sort of have a guilt trip not sort of keeping her company. And
really?
And
well, but wait a minute. I thought it's because the rent and the food was free.
Well, yeah, that's the good thing about that.
Do you have any siblings?
I have a brother, and he's away from college.
Okay. Why doesn't he take up some of this responsibility?
Because he's still in college and I finish.
Well, hold on. What responsibility? I mean, your mom is an adult. She's able, right? She's not disabled.
Yeah, but she feels lonely.
Well, look, it's her. That's her business. That's her life. I mean, I respect and appreciate that you feel that way for your mother.
Yeah.
But you have your life. You're an adult. She's an adult. She can do things. She can go to Branson on a bus and watch Wayne Newton or something. I mean, she can get involved with things.
If you're
going to,
I realize
that, but there is this Chinese tradition that you should supposed to, take care of your parents and pay it back.
That's fine. Go ahead and do that, Jane, but also live your life.
You and your boyfriend should spend some time with her.
Yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't like that. She would just kick me out of a house and just...
Well, there you go.
Kick... And then that would also mean cut off any relationship with her or with my brother or not even be able to contact her.
Really? I mean, is she that prejudiced? Is it...
She makes comments about it, and I can hear that she's... It's a big no-no.
What about a white guy? Could you be with a white guy?
I had one before, and...
Isn't that crazy about that?
She didn't like him.
Where's your dad?
My dad, he's away in a different place.
Hold on a second. Let me get the scratch pad back out. You say he's away in a different place?
Yes.
I see. You should really write novels, Jane.
Detective
novels. Your attention to details is amazing. You really paint a vivid picture. I close my eyes when you talk, and I'm whisked off to a magical world. A different place. I see.
Is he dead?
Jane, when is he coming back?
He's coming. He comes here on and off to visit us, my mom and I.
Wow!
So he's divorced.
They sort of separated. He's away more for businesses because we have a business where he's keeping the business while my mom takes care of things in the home.
But they're broken up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's friendly, but it's not like it's more for financial purposes than because they're not going to get along together.
That they broke up for financial purposes?
Well, my dad is in Taiwan, and he makes the money that we need to live here in the United States.
There's a lot of those arrangements out there, Adam, believe it or not.
Well, yeah, but I don't understand if they're broken up or they're still married or
they sort of separated. They don't see each other for 2-3 months, and he comes here for a few weeks and then flies back to Taiwan. And
They're married, Adam. Jane doesn't quite get it, but they're married.
Okay.
Still married, yes.
Still married. I understand. Okay, so
it's like living separately.
Okay,
I had a friend in high school whose parents did this, and it was it's a common thing.
Man, I wish my dad would blow out of town and make some money.
Yeah,
jackass. You know what he wanted today for Father's Day?
Car.
Not a tie. He wanted me to fly him to Philadelphia so he could sit around a nice hotel for a week and then come back in town again.
You can do it?
Yeah. You know what was funny? I love busting my dad's balls. My dad said, look, you know, my dad doesn't have any money. He said, it'd be really nice if I could go. I did it last year for him. If I could go back to Philadelphia, he's from Philadelphia, stay there for a week and come back. Can you afford that? And I said, oh, yes, I can afford anything, Dad. The question is, do you deserve it?
Oh my God!
Why not bust some balls? It's going to cost me $2,500. It's the only satisfaction I get is a little ball busting.
What'd he say?
He started laughing. I think he kind of knew I was right. Hey, Jane.
Yes.
I respect that you respect your mother, but
live your life.
You need to live your life, and that doesn't mean abandon your mom. But you still need to live your life because you're not going to like your mom if you feel beholden to her and you feel like she's keeping you down, and you got to get a little more realistic about life. And yes, I know it's a Chinese tradition, but you got out of that hellhole to come to the United States, so it's time to dump some of these traditions.
Time to come and bring some black babies home.
That's right. You get yourself a nice half
black baby and come and show it to grandma.
Actually, he is ready to settle down and all that. But,
all right.
Yeah. Improve the genetic diversity of the human population.
That's right. You have a math genius who can dunk a basketball. It's brilliant, I tell you. All right, we will take ourselves a little break. Tricky is our guest tonight, and we'll be back after this. Back in a minute. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. My good partner, Dr. Drew's in New York, but you can still hear him because he has a microphone, and he'll be in here tomorrow night in the flesh. Very exciting for everyone. Mm. Tricky is our guest tonight. Blowback is the name of the CD, out the 26th of June, and let's see if we can burn through a few more calls. Tom?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Tom, you're 19.
Yeah, I sure am.
What's up?
Well, ever since I've been, like, knowledgeable about anything about in my life, I come to find out that one of my balls or one of my testicles goes flat like an empty balloon, and I thought that, you know, you have a wet dream and, you know, it leaves and that's where it goes, you know, and it fills up later. But I recently was talking to some of my friends, and they find, you know, obviously they were like, haha, that's pretty funny, you know. And so I went to go see a doctor about it, and he really didn't give me any suggestions on what I should do. Or
wait a minute, you think
a pump
that your testes sort of drains free?
Well, that's what I thought.
No.
Because this has happened my whole life.
Now you just got small balls.
No. Your testes are a solid object, okay? Right. They never change.
Tom, where'd you go to high school?
Where'd I go to high school?
Yeah.
In Utah.
All right. Next time you're in town, I'd like you to find your biology teacher and kick him right in the nuts. See if you can flatten one of them.
When you're developing as a fetus, your testes drop down from your back. They travel from your back and then descend finally into the testes. And what they leave behind is a potential track for them to move back up into the abdomen. And during orgasm, and sometimes like during jumping into cold water, they will actually pull back up into the groin. And it feels like they're out of the testicular sac, and they're out of the scrotum, but they've just sort of moved up. You can't find them anymore, but they're inside.
You see, that's what's happening. It's not that you're feeling one and it's flat, right?
Well, it feels like an empty balloon down there.
It is an empty balloon because the ball, the testicle, is up in the abdomen now, or at least in the groin.
Think of it as the landing gear on an airplane that's retracting after takeoff.
He's talking something a little different, Adam. It's where the testy actually goes back, it sucks actually back up, so you are left with a deflated bag there.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You're thinking about the cremasteric response where the testy wrinkles up and becomes real tight. That you can still feel the testy in that case, but after ejaculation, sometimes the testy can be real flaccid, but nothing in it.
Well,
and
what's
because it's pulled up? It's pulled. It rolled up in the wrong place.
What's Darto's tunic?
Darto's tunic is the thing that wrinkles, the wrinkly part.
Right, man. No, I wasn't thinking. I was thinking that his eggs went back up from whence they came. All right, so that's what's going on there, Tom.
Okay,
it happens with some guys.
It's normal.
Okie doke.
But if it doesn't come back for a while, then there's trouble. Yes.
Well, yeah. Eventually, it does come back.
Why don't you take one of those zip ties, put it around the base of the sac so they can't get back up there?
Oh, okay.
What about that, Drew? Would they just bang into something?
Good times.
Well, I mean it. What if he put a? What if he held them?
He can hold them when he ejaculates, and they will stay in the sac.
Really?
Yeah.
Tom, does this happen when you beat off?
No.
Yes.
When does it happen?
When is it? Just like once or twice a month.
Just
it's not after you've ejaculated?
Huh?
It's not after you've ejaculated?
No.
I thought you said you thought it was after a wet dream or something.
Well, the thing about it is I've never masturbated, so.
No!
Oh!
See, what
never?
That
ever.
Jesus Christ.
How old are you?
19. See what that Utah life will do to you? It'll ruin you. Tom, how about beating off, brother?
One for the lads.
Tom?
Yeah?
How about it?
No, thanks.
No? Not into that?
Not into that.
Go on, do it now, for us.
Come on.
For
get,
us?
Get a
yeah,
quick
go on
one
now.
On. How come?
On air. Come on, have a wank.
What?
Have a wank. Are you religious?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You don't get to do any of that in your religion?
Well, I just don't believe in it.
Oh, what? I see.
What's there to believe in? You have to believe in masturbation.
I have to believe in that?
What don't you believe in?
What do I believe in?
No, what don't you believe in? You don't masturbate because you don't believe in it. But what is there to believe in masturbation?
I just believe that it's a sacred thing.
What, masturbation? But yeah. You're by yourself, so that's pretty sacred.
Hold on, though. What's wrong with performing a sacred act on oneself every once in a while? Like 3 times a day when I was 19. You know what I mean? Tom?
Not really.
Yeah. Tom, here's one important part of this this relationship we're having. You got to answer when we call your name, right?
Right.
Okay. Are you climbing up?
Do you have a girlfriend?
No, not at the moment. Yeah.
Do you have wet dreams?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you figure that those are okay?
It's not that I stimulate it.
Well, you're dreaming about something, right?
Yeah, your brain brings them on.
So you think stimulation is sinful?
Basically, yes.
All right. And what about marriage? You waiting for sex?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's fine. But really, if you're going to wait for sex until marriage, you sure as hell better beat off once in a while. Otherwise, A, you're going to rape your wife on your wedding night. And B, you're going to get married when you're 20. You understand?
Yep.
All right there, buddy.
And hey, cheer up.
Good times. But oh, remember this, Tom. That wet dream is really God just giving you a hand job.
Oh, okay.
That's the way you need to look at it. Oh, I'll tell you this... This goddamn religion. What a pain in the ass for these poor guys. What a way to go through life. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a little spirituality and nothing wrong with a little faith. But when you start
nothing
getting into,
masturbation,
you know, I can't whack off. Oh, my God.
I know that shocks you, Adam. Disturbs you.
Shocking.
The depths of your soul are shattered by that kind of orientation. I understand.
Me and Tom could never hang out. Tracy?
Hey. Hey, guys.
Hey, you're 17. What's up, Perky?
Nothing. I just can't believe I'm actually talking to you guys. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Great.
actually, I sort of had 2 questions, but I think I probably only have time for one.
All right.
Let's see. Okay, I guess this one's more important. I am on birth control, and I have been for, like, probably over a year now. And I take it, like, every day, like, religiously, you know. I haven't missed, except... like, this last time I started this new pack, I had called in to get the refill, and it was on a weekend, and I didn't have any refills left, so they couldn't call my doctor until Monday.
So you started Monday instead of Sunday?
I started on Tuesday, because I didn't get it until Monday night, and I usually take it in the morning.
Mm.
So I started on Tuesday, so I missed the first 2 days. And
you should be okay.
Yeah.
You should be okay.
And no, but I read the thing, and it said... it told me what to do, but like to not have sex for like a week after.
Did you double it up for 2 days?
Yeah, I doubled up for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then it said not to have sex for like a week after without protection. And my boyfriend and I used protection, but then like this has never happened before. It like came out the condom.
Condom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out your ass or out where?
out of there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, none of that.
You should be fine, Tracy. You should be fine. You're actually supposed to use the condom for the entire month. Not just a week.
Not the same condom, cycle. Though, right?
Not the same one.
Yeah, you use like 2 over the course of a month.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike? Mike? Oh, Mike's asleep.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
No greater compliment can be paid to a host of a radio show than...
And he's in your time zone.
Yeah, he's in Seattle.
He knew I was coming in. He's been waiting for me.
He's a huge Tricky fan. I love that.
Oh, that sounds so cute.
Yeah.
That's making me tired, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll check back with Mike when we return.
Love Line will be back in a minute.
All right. Well, there it is. Another 2 hours gone in the wink of an eye. Let me just see if Mike's still sleeping. One more. Oh, yeah. That was worth the wait, because that was a big one. All right, I'm going to thank Tricky for coming out here tonight.
Thank you.
Blowback is the name of the CD, everybody. Out in stores June 26th. Do not miss that. And also do not miss him Friday at the Palace out here in Los Angeles. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Yeah, Rose by any other name is still a, that.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.